Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Jody and Eunice. They are CEOs and founders of EduFun Box. Jody is a teacher in Bangkok and mom is the creative entrepreneur. Both are very passionate about literacy. Jody's education has been and will continue to be a tool that has both terrified and delighted her while also preparing for her future. Her first year teacher saw that she was having some difficulties when she initially started her educational path, but Jody believes that this is where her passion for teaching originally began, and she saw the determination her teachers and mother had to ensure that nothing stood in her way. She'll always be appreciative to her mother for dedicating her life to making sure that she believes she can do anything she set her mind to. Eunice's passion has always been for children's well-being, be it in health and wellness or education, where children can develop at their own pace without any stress. Recently, with COVID taking away so much and putting children under pressure to just catch up, Eunice had a vision of creating a play-based learning environment. One day, the thought came, why not education out of a box? After all, most people who come up with crazy ideas thought out of the box, and the rest is history. In this episode, we talk about how they believe that learning and understanding in the early years happens naturally and organically. Also, how young children's minds are so open and receptive to new information. Every day is something new and unique. And lastly, learning is caught and not taught. It is acquired through experience with the world. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Jody and Eunice have to say. Let's get into the podcast.
Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
All right. Well, I'm Jody and I'm one of the co-founders of the EduFun Box. And while on this journey, we've found that with early years education, language and learning happens naturally and organically. It's something that has always been something that I've noticed, that language and learning is caught and it's not taught. So it's acquired through our experiences with the world. And then especially working with young children, their minds are so open and they're so open to learning and grasping new things, that new information is so, it comes so naturally to them. So we want to create this environment where this natural and organic learning happens. So that's something that I thought was quite interesting. Well, we thought that was interesting is that learning is caught and it's not taught, something that happens organically. Yeah.
I love that. They say a lot of that in the business entrepreneurial world. They say, you know, things are caught, not taught. And that's so powerful when you put it also into, you know, education. I think it's true. I think it's influence a lot of times that, you know, they are able to really connect with like mentors and different things like that. I love that. So what is the focus of your work in EduFun?
Okay. So our focus is bringing the fun back into learning. That is the main thing that we want. And I think through our experiences with education, especially now with the younger kids in kindergarten, we see that it's not so much fun anymore, but it's very serious. So we know that our schooling system is very outdated. It was created during the Industrial Revolution to create these products for companies. So it's been very set in stone and rigid. And I think that what we are aiming to do is bring back that spark, that fun, that enjoyment, that love for learning. It's not just something that they need to do, but they actually want to do and they enjoy doing. A personal experience of mine, if I enjoy doing something and I feel confident and comfortable with the content I'm learning, I'm going to want to do it. I'm going to want to sit down and actually engage with it or, you know, be involved with it. So yeah, just to draw on some personal experiences, I moved to Asia about 5 years ago. So I left South Africa and I started working in kindergartens. And I saw this pressure that was placed on these kids to learn this content. And at first I was a bit taken aback and I was like, wow, like We're forcing these kids to like learn to speak three languages. They're learning Thai, Chinese, and English all by the age of 3 and to about 6 years old. That's kindergarten here. And that for me kind of surprised me because in kindergarten in South Africa, it's very play. You don't learn much in kindergarten, whereas here we are learning so much. So what I wanted to do was find the, well, what we wanted to do was find that balance. Having the content and the academics, but also having fun. Because I've seen how young children, their brains just absorb. They're like sponges. I love always thinking of their brains just absorbing as much as they can. And whatever they see, they absorb and they take in and they learn. So that's what we've tried to do. We've tried to bring the academics to young learners, but through play and fun and through cooking or through going outside and sitting in the garden and looking at the bugs in the grass or pulling out like weeds from the garden, just, you know, experiencing life. That's the main thing. And we've got play as quite a big central focus in our box. And it's something that aids childhood development in such a way that it's no other thing can do that. It grounds them with like the social aspect as well as building skills that they need for their future in their preschool or their primary years. So,
What would
yeah.
be like an example? What would be an example of some way you bring in play to maybe any academic subject? You pick it.
Yeah, so well, with our box, we have each box is theme based. So in our box, we've got, I'll just use, what's my favorite theme? I think my favorite theme is the Under the Sea theme. I really, really like that theme. So in our box, we've got picture cards, so your flashcards. And those I've got the picture cards of it'll be an octopus or a starfish or something like that. And what we've got inside the box is play-based activity instructions. So going and using those picture cards for a game. It could be a duck duck goose kind of game, or it could be a hopscotch game where you put down the picture cards and you can only hop to the next card when you call out the vocabulary. So it's just fun little things that help reinforce the contents in the box. The same with phonics. Our phonics is we've got a few picture cards that go with the phonics sounds. So we look at the beginning sounds, so of the alphabet, abba and ka, so those kind of things. And it's like matching. So you've got to match the sound to the correct card. So things like that, getting them moving. And there is also a lot of things that ask them to go outside. And we've got, you put the picture cards into the water and you've got to fish them out. So it's just getting them involved with a lot of sensory things too while learning the content. So yeah, that's one of the examples. I don't know if mom, you want to add a little
You're doing fine.
bit.
So I think it's really, I love the fact that you guys have play in there. Because I'm actually reading a book called Essentialism, and it's about, the essentialist and the non-essentialist. The non-essentialist doesn't believe in play. They think play time is a waste of time. And, the essentialist will actually value play because they realize that even as an adult, play was how, when we first started learning, how we actually did start learning. As children, we played, we did, we pretended, we did role plays, and that's how we actually made sense of our world. And sometimes as we get older, we think, oh, that's just for kids. And it's actually not. It's really still a way that even as adults, we should learn. And when we are having a lot of fun and we're laughing and we're just, having a good time, we have really great emotions, and we're like sending really good signals to our body, and we're able to learn the things that we are doing right there, and it actually breeds good memories. So it's really interesting. Yeah, and even in the book it said that unfortunately our Western, which is us, United States, our education system doesn't actually foster fun. It actually does everything in its power, almost, it seems, to rid itself of creativity and kind of suction out any kind of fun. And it's kind of true. I mean, I have to admit, I started before school started, I had a lot of fun. And then when school ended and I became like in my 20s, I began to have fun again. But those middle years between 5 years old and like 20, it was rough. Like it just was not
Mission work.
fun. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I was seeing here. And I thought these kids, a lot of children here after kindergarten finishes at about 3 o'clock, they will go to extra lessons. And these kids are about 4, 5, 6 years old. And although they're learning and the content is going in and they are phenomenally smart, I do feel that they are lacking some skills of social interactions or teamwork or building those relationships. Also, anxiety. I feel because there's not a lot of choice, which play does. Play is all about choice and letting the child choose how they want to interact with what you've given them. So that was something I was seeing. And the biggest thing, they were, like I said, extremely smart in the academic sense, but lacking in those other skills. And that's something I saw in South Africa too, whereas we focus a lot on the just going and exploring, but we also need that bit of that academic. So it's like finding that balance because yeah, kids are so smart. Children, young learners are, I'm blown away to see these little kids being able to learn three languages.
That's
And it's
amazing.
not just learn, it's like speak it and understand it. Like I could have full conversations with a 4-year-old in English and their native tongue is Thai. And for me, it blew my mind. So there's finding that balance though, because it's so important. We don't want to rush children and expect them to be these super adults before they get to primary school. And that's what is being expected. And I think it's happening over all schooling systems. I don't think it's just limited to a country or an idea, a mindset too. It's something that needs to change. So that's like the aim of what we want to do with EduFun is just bring the fun back into learning and the enjoyment.
I love that. What inspired you guys to start this?
Yeah, I think Mom, you start with this because this was
Okay,
your idea.
I've always had a passion for children. To me, kids need to have fun, and I had a lot of fun with my kids, even when they were at school, especially in the car. If you had to learn spelling, if you had to learn numbers or times table, we would sing, we'd make up songs, and I just find that if you're having fun, you actually remember. And like you said, even as an adult. And just one morning, it was what, 2 years ago in May, I woke up at 4 o'clock our time here in South Africa with this thinking, how about education in a box to make it fun for children? We've got to bring it back. COVID had taken so much
Yeah.
from everybody, even from the little ones. And there was no interaction with friends or anything like that. But it also brought families back together again. Because most parents, they come home from work, they don't even do anything with their children. Most parents just, okay, you've been at school all day, then you go to aftercare, you get picked up, or you've done your sport or whatever it is, you come home, the parents are in the kitchen cooking, kids are watching TV or they're on their tablets or something like that. What can we bring to carry on that journey as a family? Because if life is a journey, and if you're having a journey and you're having an experience, to me, an experience, if you have an experience, you're going to remember. And I think my kids have lots of memories with their family because we did a lot of fun things. And they grew up on a small on a farm. So, you tend to have more fun than you do if you in just bricks and mortar. And I phoned Jodes and I just said, Jodes, what about education in a box? Let's bring fun back, but put it in a box. And everything is in our box. You don't have to even go back to the shop and buy a pencil because everything is in the box. And when I mentioned that to Jo, she says, Mom, I'm in. And that's how our journey with this box has started. And it's been quite a journey and quite an experience. And that is how this concept was born,
That's
just by
awesome.
thought.
You said it's been quite an experience, quite a journey. What are some of those, I guess, serendipities that you guys have experienced? Because I'm kind of curious about that.
I think being the first in, well, in South Africa, this is kind of a new concept. And I think also with our climate and how our economy does, education is sometimes not always seen as something where the money goes to or something goes to, because it's obviously, yeah, we go through stuff in South Africa. So I think just trying to be the first in our industry, I think it's kind of different. And we're finding like our own way of doing things and just, yeah, finding our way and changing as we go, getting reviews from our customers and what we can do to make our box better. I think that's also been something. Also interacting with a lot of the people we've met along the way. I mean, we've worked with amazing people. We've got a man who does our drawings for our books, our illustrations, and he's from Zimbabwe and he is amazing. I think that's something that it's been challenging being here and working with people who are in South Africa because of the time difference and all of that. But meeting these new people, it's been like my world's been open and I've learned so much already from like their interactions and stuff. Yeah. And then there's been a lot of like, you know, little mistakes, as there will be a lot of tears. It's very emotional. I've got a very emotional being, so I'm very intact with those. So a lot of tears, a lot of long nights, but I think it's made me a stronger person and a more equipped person. And I think that's what learning does. It's so powerful. Knowledge and understanding is one of the most powerful things somebody could have. And I think whatever it is that somebody does, whether it's in early years or your adult life, learning is just, it's something that gives you something that no one can take away. It's that feeling like, it feels like a superpower to me. That's what I always see myself. Like the more I learn, the stronger I get, the higher my strength gets. And, you know, so it's like, yeah.
Well said. I like that. The more I learn, the more I have a superpower. Yeah. I have to agree with you. So I'm going to think that it might not have been too hard for your mom to get you on board with her idea.
No. I think it was one call and I was on. I trust her. She's a phenomenal businesswoman. She started a lot of businesses and I've seen how hard she works. And especially for us, that was the biggest thing. And that's who I also modeled the whole idea, the box for. Like my mom put everything into our education. When I started school, I had a learning disability. And through finding out what was the best way for me to learn and to overcome that, I overcame it and was able to actually excel in school and find a love for English and reading and books. And, you know, so yeah, that was something. I think if my mom tells me to do something, I'll say, how high must I jump? So I trust her fully on that.
I love that. No, that's great. Cause you guys built a really strong relationship. And I love the fact that, you know, you said that you overcame, and there are opportunities to overcome. And I love that your mom, you know, she went for it. And, you know, there are a lot of parents who think that they just can't do it, but then you see parents who do, and then you hear the results of, you know, the child like you, you know, just so full of gratitude and so thankful, you know, for the opportunity to be able and the gift of being able to be taught by your parents. And now you guys are finding more creative ways to allow others to have those experiences as well and show them that, you know, it is a very big thing and it's very emotional because I think, you know, there are so many parents who want to do that. I can tell you that I know my mother probably would have wanted to do that. I don't even think she realized that you can home educate your child in New York City. I just don't think she thought that. I think she, you know, because from the time I was born until the time I went into kindergarten, she was teaching me. Like she literally, I was learning, I was reading, writing, and speaking two languages at 2 years old. Like, and we used to play a lot. My mom was always about like having fun and playing instruments and singing and dancing. And it was, I had an amazing first 5 years, but the moment I went into public school, it was like every year it went, I tanked every year. It was like down between getting bullied and, you know, teachers making me feel like less than a human. And it just like literally people just being mean. And it just went down and down and down until like I got out of high school. And then I started building myself up again. And now, you know, all those years to build up what for 12 years was broke. It was just really crazy. So the just so, you know, Eunice, you did an amazing job. Like, good job.
Oh, thank you.
Not, you know, because look, now she's in Bangkok over there and you're teaching other kids. And that's amazing. You know, like you have, you're teaching from your overflow. So that's really, really beautiful.
But I think a lot of parents don't actually know what to do. I've had so many parents come up to me and be like, what should I do with this? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And although I'm a teacher, I'm not a parent myself. So I can give you advice from a teacher point of view, but it's so different. And that's why with the box too, we put everything in there. So everything is explained. So parents don't have to think. They can just be there and experience the journey with their child. Because it is after a long day, I know I don't want to come home and have to teach kids still, especially as a teacher. That's, you know, it's something that it is hard and you've got to find that strength. And I mean, adults also have bad days. You have, I mean, the stress that we have in a normal life. So I think if we can make this learning journey easier for the parents too, I think that's so important because they also need a break from the stress and, you know, have a bit of fun with your child while they learn. I think that's so valuable. Or read a story. Like that's what we say, like reading a story at bedtime, it's so important. So
I love that. I think that's amazing. That's awesome.
Also what has happened is, you know, I've always wanted to write a book. I just didn't know it was going to be storybooks because we write our own little books in our box, for our box. And it goes with our theme. It's all about the theme of the box. And there's always something in it. There's a little, you know, if you learn in little pieces, you're going to remember. And this is what we feel too, is when you sit in front of a desk in the classroom for an hour, you cannot remember what the teacher first said when she came into the classroom because there's just so much. But if you can put it into a fun story and in little snippets, I mean, I'm just using now my granddaughter as an example. She's 5. Our very first book in our box is called The Magic Kitchen. And we have got Eddie Egg. And she sleeps over with me on a Wednesday and then I take her through to school on a Thursday. But most Thursday mornings we have to do Eddie Egg because we've got Eddie Egg in the book and we've got to draw the picture. And that's how she has her breakfast. They remember the characters. They remember the be kind. There's always some story in that they can learn from. And we just find that the little bits is what creates that long-term memory. And I did that with my kids when they were little. It was just putting things back into, like, making it fun, having the songs, having the music, having just being silly.
Yeah.
And it's such fun being silly. I mean, I know I'm like nearly 70, but anyway, I still have fun. We dance. Yes. It's about dancing. It's about life.
Yeah. Not about age, for sure. I love that. Yeah. As you were talking, I was thinking of, like, you know how they have like those little strips, like those comic strips?
Yes.
As you were saying, little snippets, like I was like, oh, like a little mental movie or something that they're creating. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So I guess, you know, it goes without say that you guys are probably already working towards, like, either kids would have learning challenges. I mean, that just probably just by default in the box and the way it's designed, right?
Blessed. I have a young lady who actually is a teacher. She has an autistic daughter and she contacted me to see if she could subscribe to our box. And she has chosen to homeschool her daughter. So she's given up teaching to homeschool and she is using our box. And she says the fact that everything is in there, she doesn't have to go to the shops for anything. And her daughter is having such fun with the box, but also learning. I put a review on our little thing
here
for you. Yeah, so you know what? Like Jody has said, our box is for everybody. And they do it at their own pace. It's not intense, but I think Jody can take over from me.
Yeah, so what we feel is, and the same with what we feel about play is, play is not limited to anybody. You don't have to be There's no box for play, and there's no boxing of the child that does our box. That's what we like to see. So we don't want to put any child in a box to use our box, kind of thing. So the activities, games, and the crafts are all inclusive. So it's for children who are wanting to become familiar with content that is going to be seen in primary and schools when they get to secondary and elementary and all that. It's all becoming familiar with content through play. There's also the art and craft side, which allows them to be creative and have fun and be messy. There's no rules. All it says in the instructions, it all says do this at your own time. If they can't hold the pencil this way, let them grip the pencil. Let them build those muscles. Yeah. Another thing we also mention is how you've got to build those fine motor skills before you get them to write. So it's all about building skills that any child needs. And I think play has got such a beautiful way of allowing any child to be involved in what's going on. It's just so it's not limiting, and like my mom said, we do have a young girl who's doing really well using the box, and she's enjoying the content and the theme-based aspect that it has too.
That's awesome. So where can our listeners connect with you and purchase your resources?
Well, we've got our Instagram account. We've got it's edufun_box. And we've also got Facebook, edufun-box. And then we've also got our website, which is www.edufun/box.com.
Awesome. I'll put all of those in your show notes so they can just click and go. So as we're wrapping up, ladies, what is one takeaway you want our listeners to get from our conversation today?
So one takeaway, I think that what I would say was that we first need to teach young learners that there are many different ways to acquire knowledge and understanding, and that every child is unique, and we need to find how to teach them, not what to teach them. I think it's about the way we teach kids, and it has to be unique for that child. Because every child is different. And it's important to accept and actually praise those differences too. And I think we can do that through education.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. I believe as we start realizing more and more that these differences are not bad, that they're actually blessings. And that, you know, I think I said this right so many times today, but this is a different podcast. So I had mentioned, like, I had the hardest time learning history for so many years. But when I got to college, I took an art history class. I remember thinking, oh no, they're going to ruin art for me, you know, because I loved art so much. But when I learned art history, it was because of my love of art and my understanding of art. I was able to learn like years of history within months because I was able to understand the reason why they painted the way they painted, the type of material they used, type of paint that they used, like the architecture, all these different things became so apparent to me. And, you know, as I've gotten older now and I've come to meet people like you ladies and others who are so creative and so passionate about education and educating in all the different ways. I am almost like, darn it, Lord, can I start all over again? Can we start this all over again so I can learn from all these people? Like,
I know it would be amazing.
But it's awesome having you ladies on, one from Bangkok, one South Africa, and me, California. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's been amazing.
It's been amazing. Yeah, and thank you for the opportunity and letting us come onto your show.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.